Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on prayer, we finished with part one of this two-part series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with part two today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we want to look forward to the rest of this between the series lessons on how to pray. Teach Me to Pray is what we've titled it, and we've looked at how to pray for your pastor and how to pray for one another is what we're going to start on today as we pray for one another and learn the various aspects of how should I pray for brothers and sisters in Christ in my local church. And so I hope you'll have pencil and paper ready, and I hope that you'll be telling your pastors about this and getting them to listen in as well, because I believe that this can be a great blessing to your church. These lessons are in a 68-page booklet, and we will give you more information on that as it becomes available, and so be listening for more information on that, if you will. Now, also, let me encourage you to go to the internet, wtygfm.org, and listen to us 24/7. Our Lamp and Light radio broadcast is not only on there on at its regular time, but it's also on there throughout the day. We have various good, godly preachers from the past as well as those from the present, good, godly music, and 24/7 of preaching and music for which you will not have to apologize. Now, let me just put one thing in there, though. We hear something that's not good on our own station, it gets yanked. And so you can trust that you may hear something once, but you won't hear the same thing twice. We make sure that we take care of it there. And our radio station manager, Dr. Mark Hopper, does a good job at monitoring that and making sure those things are taken care of. So again, let me encourage you to listen to WTYGFM.org. Now, also, if you're planning to visit Florida during your vacation in the summertime, I know that that's ahead yet, but on the other hand, it's not that far away, and some of you are already planning vacations. Why don't you come and visit us during your vacation? We're located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, 34472. Just put that into your GPS and follow it. And we would love to have you. And as a matter of fact, if you do visit us, would you come up to me and let me know your name and that you're visiting us because you listen to us on the radio, regardless of what radio station you listen to us by. And by the way, we'd like to know which one you listen to us from. But nonetheless, we'd love to meet you in person. Then finally, some of you are listening to me in other states and even in other countries. And if you're listening to us on a radio station, I wish that you would either write us at our physical address or email us and let us know that you are listening and by what radio station you're listening. Now, if it's just by the internet, we'd like to hear that from you. And since you're on the internet, you could email us. And email us on our website is our mailing address, our emailing address. You could even find our physical address there. We want to hear from where you're listening. Tell us about the place where you live and how you are listening to us. And we would appreciate that so very much. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready now as we start into the next part of our study now on Teach Me to Pray. Now, let me remind you, the apostles came to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. John taught his disciples to pray. And so I figure if apostles of God ask Jesus to teach them to pray. Maybe I could do the same thing and try to at least do that. They're so far ahead of me, but if they're not too good to be taught how to pray, obviously I'm not too good to be taught how to pray. And it's easy to have a prayer life that is more like the heathen pray. Vain repetitions, things that you say over and over, and not really a heart thing, not really praying as what you know the will of God is, just some way you've learned to pray, and that's it. Well, we want this to be, teach you how to pray for these various aspects. So I hope that you will follow along. Now we're looking at how to pray for one another or for the membership of your church. So number one, write this down. Pray for God to give each member the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. We use Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 for that. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, this is showing us the doctrine of the Godhead. The Lord Jesus Christ is addressing the humanity of Christ. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, we're told that you shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, the voice speaking says that he was that person that was and is to come. And there is only one that fits that description, and he calls himself at the end of verse 8, the one that says that he's coming, the Almighty. And of course, that refers to Jesus Christ. We see that he was 100% God and 100% man. Now, often you'll hear say, the God-man. He lived his human life, subjected to his Father in heaven, but also in full subjection to the life of mankind. That is, his humanity never turned to the power of his own deity, that is, of his person, in the Trinity, in order to deliver his humanity. We find that when the devil tempted him to turn the stones into bread, he would not do that because he was subjected in all points and tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And that is the way our Lord went about it. In his ministry, we read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 26 through 28. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. This is why he told us that the true worshipers of God worship him in spirit and in truth. In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Now, he, as Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 states, that we just read, is the Father of glory. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. So now you have the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the Father of glory, and the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And that Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit of God. Moses was told that no man could see God and live. And this is looking now at the Father in all of his glory. In Philippians chapter 1, chapter 3, should I say, verses 20 and 21, we read the following. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now, just think about that. Jesus, in his earthly life, had a body that was like ours in that it could be bruised as it was on the cross. It could bleed as it did on the cross. It could be hungry. And so many other things that we could talk about what his body could suffer and things that could happen to his body. But we also must keep it in mind that when he rose from the dead to die no more, and he was in a glorified body that could appear and disappear, that could suddenly ascend up into heaven and to apply the blood at the mercy seat of heaven and then come back down to this earth, that glorified body. And so when he changes our vile body as it is now, it's going to be fashioned not like to the body that he had here on earth that bled and died, but rather to his glorious body. Isn't that something? Right now, no man can see God and live, according to 1 Timothy. And so, if no man can look on him and live, then we must understand that we have to have a change. And that change is when we have a glorified body. You know, sometimes we get a sickness and we go through a lot of pain and suffering, and then we get healed, and somebody says, well, you know, you went through a lot of pain and suffering, but it beats the alternative. Oh, no, it doesn't. If you're in Christ, the alternative is to be with Christ and seeing him in his glorified body. Oh, what glory that will be. And so, death for the saint is a promotion. It's a promotion for those who are in Christ. Yet, we find that it is needful to remain in this flesh, to complete the work that God has given us to do. We also read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 and 16, what I just shared with you, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. Now, we talk about popes. It says that really Jesus is the only potentate, the only one that has absolute authority. I'm the pastor of a church. We have various ministries, but I'm not the absolute authority. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. And it says he's the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And it's interesting that Lord is capitalized in our King James Bible, showing that it is speaking of deity, and lords has the lowercase L, showing that is man. And then he goes on to say, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man, now when he says no man, he's talking about man presently in this mortal flesh, no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.